Paul Angodi.
Paul Angodi is joining us right now. He's the author of the book, 101 Questions You Need to Ask in Your 20s, and let's be honest, your 30s too. Hey, Paul, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Morning.
Hey, it's great to be on here this warm, beautiful morning.
Yes, so we're glad you're enjoying that nice, warm breeze that we are out in Denver.
Yep.
Denver.
6 degrees here in Denver, Colorado today, so it's a heat wave over here.
Yeah, we just crept into double digits. We were at 9 for most of the morning, so we just crept up into 10. So, well, first of all, let's talk about the book, 101 Questions You Need to Ask in Your 20s. Jeff and I, a little past the time to be asking these, but what inspired you to write this book?
Yeah, you know, I've started first. I had a book called 101 Secrets for Your 20s, and I thought, man, I got to go one step further, and I wanted to write 101 Questions You Need to Ask in Your 20s because, you know, I just think your 20s, it's such an ambiguous, confusing, exciting, challenging decade of your life where you're making these big life decisions about where you're going to live, where you're going to work, who you're going to marry possibly, you know, all these different things. And I was really looking for a guide when I was going through that time in my life. I couldn't figure it out. I was like, where is the syllabus now for this decade of my life? Where's the handbook for this? And so for the last decade, that's what I've been working on, studying and researching and coming up with the best resources, just because I felt like there was a lot riding on this decade, but I didn't feel like there was enough resources for it that I could really go to. So that's why I've kind of set my career on doing this. And I wanted to ask some really good questions, because I feel like it's a decade full of a lot of questions, but if we're not asking the right questions, well, then we're still going to go off track.
Well, and it's good that you've written this, because this is a generation that has been ridiculed a lot, the millennial generation, probably more so that this age group has been criticized since like the 60s. So what's their perspective? What's going through the mind of those in their 20s?
Yeah, you're right. They do get a bad rap in a lot of the national media especially, and you know, and that's another part of my job is talking to leaders about how do you connect with them and communicate with them and engage them on a real level. And yeah, for a millennial, there is some shifts, there's some tweaks, there's some differences that's going through their mind as far as what they deem to be successful, what they deem to be significant. And obviously, one part that's really played a difference with this generation is obviously social media and the internet. Now, obviously, that affects us all, but this generation has kind of been that first that gets talked about a lot that has kind of grown up now in that age. And so it definitely has affected, you know, what I call a different kind of OCD, I call it obsessive comparison disorder, that's taking place with all these images and all these success stories that you read online. It almost feels like, you know, no matter what you're doing with your life, it's not good enough. Mm-hmm. And so there's definitely that feeling of isolation and like, man, I'm just really missing it here because of this obsessive comparison disorder that's taking place.
Well, and as I look over these questions, and I guess this is one of those things you kind of know, but you never really think about, the 20s might be the decade where we make the most monumental decisions that will affect the trajectory of our life, like getting married and starting family and career. I mean, it really is an incredible amount of deeply impactful, life-impacting decisions that we have to make in that decade.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's another author, Dr. Meg Jay, who came to popularity in this last decade because she wrote The Defining Decade. And she had a lot of research and a lot of good evidence about that fact, that this is, your 20s really are the defining decade of your life. So it almost put more pressure on me when I was reading that book to be like, man, I really can't mess this up. What if I do? You know, how far off course am I going to get? But you're right. You're making your biggest life decisions typically in your 20s. And so I really felt like, man, we got to have some good guides and resources here, because while we think we're thinking through things clearly, I think a lot of times we're not necessarily going there. And we need to go to that place where we're actually putting some answers down and some words down. Okay, what do I really want with my life? What do I really think is important?
So what are some of the key questions that you cover in your book that people need to be asking in their 20s?
Yeah, the book is broken up into four categories. I tackle career questions, relationship questions, faith and purpose questions, and then just what does it mean to be an adult? What does that look like? So, you know, I have big questions, you know, that are philosophical, and then I have very practical ones. You know, one of the practical ones is I ask a question of, you know, what are your top five soul values, the values that you make your decisions off of? You know, what do you hold to be the most true in your life? And I was asked that by a mentor, and he asked me to literally rank them from 1 to 5, 1 being the top value of my life. And that was a really hard exercise. I thought I knew my values. I thought I knew what I was operating on, but I'd never really put it down into words. I'd never really had written it down that way. So I have some practical questions like that to kind of get us down deeper. And then some bigger questions of, you know, have I told anybody where I'm going? which is kind of a bigger philosophical question of, you know, am I letting people into my life? Or am I trying to go on this journey, this adventure alone? And there's some problems with that. I need community. So some bigger questions about relationships.
And how about any questions on faith or religion?
Yeah, I do. I do infuse, you know, faith is a big part of my life, you know, my Christian faith. And so while I'm trying to reach broken and confused 20-somethings of all kinds, I infuse faith in it because that's been a big pillar of mine and the rudder steering my ship. So I do ask those questions about faith and just trying to, again, pare down to, okay, what do you believe? And if you say you believe this, are you living that way? And why or why not? Because I find that, you know, most of us live intentionally, but we're living intentionally unintentional lives. And so in that faith aspect, too, of, you know, really paring, getting it down to, okay, what do I believe? And is this being infused in my life? Or am I just saying this, but really it doesn't carry over?
And it does seem like, you know, in the 20s, especially if someone was raised up in the church, if you're raised up in the faith, that the 20s kind of becomes that decade where you really make it your own. It's, I'm out of the house now. Mom and dad aren't making me go to church. You know, am I going to continue to embrace this and grow in this faith? It seems like that's kind of the decade where, for a lot of people, not everybody, but for a lot of people, that's where their faith really becomes theirs.
And certainly coming out of college, too, is some, yeah, what they've been told in college.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They do. And, you know, and there has been a lot of fear with a lot of millennials stepping away from church for a much longer period of time. And, you know, and typically with a lot of research, what would bring a generation back would be having kids of their own and wanting their kids to grow up in church. But with this generation, they are having kids at a much later time, more mid to late 20s, early 30s, if at all. And so I think that is part of that delay that we're seeing with 20-somethings that maybe faith is still an important part of their life, but they are struggling to go back to church. And there's obviously a lot of conversation there as far as why or why that might not be. But it is that decade where you make your faith your own or you don't. And so again, it's just setting the course for your life. You're on that ship and you're setting a direction. And if you pivot, you know, a couple degrees either way, you're going to go a very different course than if you're going straight ahead.
We're talking with Paul Angoni. He's the author of the book, 101 Questions You Need to Ask in Your 20s. And let's be honest, your 30s too. So, Paul, what about someone who's listening who maybe is out of their 20s? Maybe they're in their 40s or even 50s and they're listening and they're like, wow, I really kind of screwed up my 20s pretty bad. Obviously, these decisions impact our lives, but they don't have to determine them, even if we did make poor choices, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. On a funny side note, and a fun side note is I had this book got put into all the Sam's Club stores, you know, Sam's Club, you know, the big warehouse stores, and the book buyers there were in their 50s, and they were reading through the book, and they're like, I really relate to this. We got to change the title. And so it's actually called 101 Questions Everyone Needs to Ask in Sam's Club. So if you're feeling bad about that, if you don't want to pick up a book for 20-something, you could find a Sam's Club, and you could find 101 Questions Everyone Needs to Ask if you wanted to. Because you're right, it's never too late. You know, it's like that old adage of, when's the best time to plant a tree? It was either 20 years ago or it's today. That's the best time to plant a tree. So it's never too late to start. And I think we all go through many different seasons and transitions in our lives where we come back to that place of, okay, I'm kind of starting again. I might not be starting over, but I'm starting again with this new season. And I think we all could use some tools to help us through that transition, because transition is tough. No matter if you're a teenager, if you're in your 70s, going through transitions is a hard season.
And what would you say to the pre-20s, the teenagers?
The teenagers, I would say, yeah, start now. Start being intentional now. Just don't coast and kind of go along with the flow and say, well, I'll just figure that out at some later time. You don't have to put more pressure on yourself, or even if you're a parent of a teenager, I would just start asking questions now. Start being intentional about, you know, how do we figure out purpose? How do we figure out calling and faith and career and who I'm going to marry? You know, these big things that feel overwhelming. Start thinking and talking about it now. It's never too early.
Paul Angoni is joining us. The book is 101 Questions You Need to Ask in Your 20s or at any time, depending if you're at Sam's Club. But Paul, I know you've written other books. How can folks find out more information about this book and other books that you've written?
Yeah, they can find me online at allgrownup.com. Grown is spelled G-R-O-A-N, like you're groaning in pain, all grown up.
Love it.
You can find hundreds and thousands of free articles there. You can grab free chapters of all three of my books on there. And then you can find me, of course, on social media, on Instagram and Twitter at Paul Angoni, and that's A-N-G-O-N-E. It's a good Italian name, Paul Angoni. I could be Tony Angoni if I wanted to.
Fortunately, your parents didn't do that to you.
That'd be a great radio name.
I wanted to be really Italian. But yeah, please feel free to reach out. If you have any questions, if you're parenting a teen or 20-something, if you are a teen or 20-something, I'm here to help.
Excellent. Hey, Paul, thank you so much. It's been real fun talking with you this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a good rest of your morning and your heat wave out there. I'm going to put my coat back on here in Denver.
All right. Thanks. Take care, Paul.
God bless.
God bless.
All right.